NewsRamp Science Podcast, Friday evening, August 14th, 2026. Quick note, real news, AI-powered delivery. Full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. First up,
Vicore Medical releases financial results for the 3 and 6 months ended June 30, 2026. Vicore Medical Inc. released financial results for the 3 and 6 months ending June 30, 2026. The company reported a decrease in revenues, with international markets being the main factor. Operating profit also declined compared to the previous year. Despite challenges, Vicore Medical remains committed to innovation and improving patient outcomes with its ViewSight Brain Access System and Nova Vision Retinal Therapy programs.
Mining news breaks. La Hontan Gold Corp. advances Nevada strategy with defined resources, positive PEA. La Hontan Gold Corp. is making significant strides in Nevada with its Santa Fe mine project, boasting nearly 2 million ounces of gold equivalent resources. The preliminary economic assessment shows a US$200 million after tax NPV and 34.2% IRR based on a US$2,705 gold price. With federal drilling approvals secured, expanded exploration ongoing, and a potential production restart in 2027, La Hontan is capitalizing on Nevada's mining-friendly environment.
Biomed news breaks. Onco Innovations Limited Frankfurt, WONH, builds foundation for biomarker-driven cancer therapy. Onco Innovations Limited is advancing its precision oncology strategy through ONC-010, a nanoparticle-encapsulated PNKP inhibitor for biomarker-selected cancers. The company is laying the groundwork for first-in-human studies by developing manufacturing processes and conducting metabolism studies. By combining targeted PNKP inhibitin, nanoparticle drug delivery, and AI-driven discovery, Onco Innovations aims to develop therapies for cancers susceptible to DNA damage response approaches in the expanding field of precision medicine. I'm favorite to Dodgy Martina. Fund manager forecasts gold's return to $5,000 price level. Fund manager David Miller predicts that gold could reach $5,000 an ounce in the future, although it may take several years to get there. This forecast has exploration firms like Numa Numa Resources Inc. staying focused on their projects, anticipating the potential long-term gains in the market. Little-known immune cells bolster anti-cancer fights, study finds. Researchers from the University of Manchester in the UK have discovered that a group of immune cells often overlooked are essential in the fight against cancer. This finding could impact companies like Kaliti Biotherapeutics Inc., involved in research and development. Stay informed with BioNedWire for the latest updates in the biotechnology, biomedical sciences, and life sciences sectors.
Network news breaks. Quantum Biopharma Limited reports lower Q2 expenses, advances Lucid-MS into Phase 2. Quantum Biopharma Limited reported a significant decrease in Q2 expenses, with operating expenses down 53% year-over-year and general and administrative expenses down 47%. The company's cash, cash equivalents, and digital assets increased to approximately $9.50 million, providing sufficient liquidity for operations through October 2027. Following FDA approval of its IND application, Quantum is moving forward with a Phase 2 clinical trial for Lucid-MS in patients with progressive multiple sclerosis.
Tiny Gems Breaks, Helus Pharma TM, CBOE, CA, HALP, dot E, U, L, CA, CAECH LP003 Phase 3 program targets Q4 2026 for tupline data. So, enrollment completed in the APPROACH study for major depressive disorder with EMBRACE and EXTEND studies ongoing. Financially, the company reported a cash balance of $166.40 million and a quarterly net loss of $47.80 million. PHLP004 for generalized anxiety disorder is also progressing after positive phase 2 results.
PowerMax Minerals Inc. advances North American rare earth portfolio as 2026 exploration program builds momentum. PowerMax Minerals Inc. is advancing rare earth exploration projects across North America, aiming to reduce reliance on foreign supply chains. The company's 2026 field program at the Cameron EEE project in British Columbia focuses on refining targets from previous work. Atikko Khan in Ontario and the Pinard project are also part of the exploration efforts. The Ogden Bear Lodge project in the U.S. South has attracted federal support. PowerMax Minerals continues to explore critical minerals amid growing demand and supply chain diversification impact. I'm going to discuss a more comprehensive controversy. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.